It's not that way. I have a Rav Chizda for Rabba Bar Rav Huna Matlu Baburta. They both daven Marav with the tefillin on. So here you see, you're allowed to daven Marav. You're allowed to keep the tefillin on even at night time. So more said to Nachlam Yehu Pliga, they talk argue. And they talk all that you are allowed to leave your tefillin on at night time. But again, like we had before, everybody holds, you're not allowed to put them on lechatchila at night time. Hemshit, you do not make a bracha then. Just if you have them on from before, you're allowed to leave them on until you go to sleep. Now the Gemara says, Omiyom Rav Barafun Hochi, is it true the Rav Barafun is said like that? Tamash for what? You're allowed to daven Marav with the tefillin on. I v'om Rav Barafun Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Lechashecha. Let's say you have a Sofik right now where there is night time or it's not night time. The locher is lechelet, you're not mechuyv to take off your tefillin, but v'lei menicha, you know how to put them on either. Mashma though, chovat chashecha, when it becomes for sure night time, then chelet, mashma then you even have to take off your tefillin. So how could we say before that he davened mar with his tefillin on, mashma even after it becomes vade laila, still you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. Skomarin says, chosam, there the case is, b'yerev Shabbos. Here that we say is supposed to be chelet. When it's Vade Laila, means here Erev Shabbos. So Vade on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin. Therefore, as soon as it becomes Vade Chashecha, Avad, you have to take off your tefillin. And Itma will learn like this. The Hosam, the Erev Shabbos Itma, they're talking about Erev Shabbos. So more explains now. Micah Sava, let's see. What does Rabbi Baruch Huna hold? E kisava laila zman tefillin. If your night time really midiraisa is a zman tefillin, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night time, and that's why he wore tefillin even by Mariv. If so, it should come out then that Shabbos nami zman tefillin. That even Shabbos is also a zman tefillin. You should be able to put on tefillin on Shabbos also. So still a kasha. Why did it take it off? Avadi laila by Shabbos. Shabbos lav zman tefillin. If he held Shabbos is not a zman to put on tefillin, so he should also hold then that Lila also is nami lav zman tefillin. Lila should also not be a zman tefillin the midiraisa, like it should be yasa to wear tefillin then. So you should have to take him off even in the weekday as soon as it becomes nighttime. So Tekasha Estira, how was he able to leave him on even for davening Marav? So Mar explains to Mehecha the Mamayat to Shabbos. From the same posse that we're mamayit, that Shabbos is potter from tefillin, that same posse tells us that Lila also is potter from tefillin. So the Manashach, what does he hold? The Tanya will learn like this. The posse says, Ushmatem as the chukah azois, Lomoyada miyomim yomima. You should watch this chukah, and we'll soon see one man yom says talking about tefillin, and to wear it, Lomoyada miyomim yomima. The dash like this, Yomim v'loy leilois. Only by daytime is a mitzvah tefillin, and not at nighttime. What's the lashon mi yomim? It doesn't v'loy kol yomim, and not every day. There are certain days that you're not supposed to put on tefillin. Prat leShabbos is v'yomim tovim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. These were Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashons. So from the same pasuk as ma'ayit yomim v'loy leilois, he's also medayik from mi yomim v'loy kol yomim. That prat leShabbos v'yomim is part of tefillin. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says no, this pasuk is not right at all. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a nyama chukuzu ala pesach avad. This pasuk is talking about a korban pesach. It's not talking about tefillin altogether. So here it is, the kash and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. If he holds like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Lila is a zman tefillin, so then Shabbos should also be a zman tefillin. Elamai holds that Shabbos is called lav zman tefillin, because when dashing this pasuk like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's talking about tefillin. It says the yomim v'lo shabbos v'yom tovim. So where then the deek is yomim v'lo lailas. See, even a lailas should also be potter from tefillin. So how was he able to wear a tefillin, keep him on at night time? So more answers like this. The more answers, nafka lemehecha the nafka Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Kiva holds, and like this, that really laila is a zman tefillin. Just Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. How do we know this from? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Akiva says, Yochol yiniach adim tefillin b'shabbos z'yom tovim. I would have thought the same. Maybe person has the right to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because every day maybe is mechuyev in tefillin. Tam olam, the pasuk says no. It says, For ho yol ois al yodecha. the tefillin should be an ois, a sign for you on your hands. Ule tzaytofes ben anecha. So we dash like this. Mi shet tzrich an ois. The days of the weekday that doesn't have anything special to them, they need an ois. Therefore, on the weekday, you have to put on tefillin. But yotzu shabbos v'yom tovim. It goes out that on a regular Shabbos or a regular yontif, shem gufim ois. They themselves is an ois. Shabbos itself is an ois. Therefore, since it's Shabbos now, you do not need the ois of the tefillin. So it comes out that Rabbi Baruch Huna will order a kabakiva. That there's no miyat for Laila. Laila every night could be his man at tefillin. That's why he holds mikra din even not to put on tefillin at night time. Just with Rabbanan though, Shem Yafiach, they don't want you to. But to leave him on, it's okay. Vashenkin Shabbos, here there's this posik of Roy Lechol Yais, that you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Really, it's a steer in the Rambam. The Kash and Rambam brings down both psukim. The Rambam brings down that Laila is potter minat tefillin because he dash in the posik miyamim yamima. And then he brings down why is Shabbos potter minat tefillin from this posik of Roy Lechol Yais. So who, once he dashes the posik of Shematra Sechuk HaZois, the Noidim Yomim Yomim, it's talking about tefillin, to teach us that at night time you put them in that tefillin, the Chur from that posik we should also learn out that Shabbos is put them in that tefillin. So how come the Rambam has to bring down both halachis? He has to bring down the halachim also, Voy Liyos HaYudecho. So it could be, I think, the Pshat itself in the Shagasai is, again, like, that after the first posik Yomim Yomim, it's only a miyat, you're not mechuyiv to wear tefillin. But if you would want to, it could be there'll be no issur wearing tefillin at night time or on Shabbos. But from the second pasuk of Oyer L'chol Yais, here the pshat is it's a stira that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Since Shabbos itself is an ois, if you put on another ois of tefillin on Shabbos, you're staring, you're going against the mitzvah of Shabbos. So from the second pasuk, it teaches us that there's an issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So if it's good to Rambam, we can pass them both ways. One pasuk says you put them in a laila, but there's no issa. But on Shabbos from that pasuk also just be a p'tur. But from the second pasuk of Oyel Chol Yais Al Yodecho, he will learn out there's an issa and not allowed to share the ice of Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loza, Kol Hamaniach Tefillin Achashkia Sachama Oyve B'Yesei. Whoever puts on Tefillin after Shkia Sachama, after Shkia is over in Yisrasei, Skrihitaka learns. That's midiraisa, that Laila is loves the man tefillin. The mitzvah says to put it on by daytime. If you do not put it on by daytime, you're over the mitzvah say. For Rabbi Yechonon Oimer, Omar, over Balav, you're even over Lav also. That Rashi Dechsiv Ushmarto. For Cholishama Loisasei, it is for Shmarto, it's Chukas Lois, like a Lav, not to put on tefillin by Laila. So that's not according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's Mashma, not like we said before the Rambam. So much with that, from this first pasuk of Shemato, there's even a law in Issa not to put on tefillin at night time. So Mar says, L'chura Leima, let's say, B'Rab Avin, Omer Rebbe Loi, Komiflagi. The argument in his halacha, the Omer Rebbe Avin, Omer Rebbe Loi, that Komokim, Shinem, Rishom, whatever the pasuk says, the word of Hishama, or else the word pen, or else the word Vial, and the Melaloisa say, that that's considered like a Loisa say. So Yechon holds from him, and we have Lezer doesn't hold from him. Tamar Islad Rabavin, Rabbi Yechon holds from Rabavin, therefore he holds if you put on tefillin at night time you're over Lav. Omar Leslad Rabavin, and Rabbi Lezer holds no, you're over in Yisra say, but you're not over Lav. He doesn't know the word Ushmart, like Ishamar, means a Lav. So Mora says, Lord, that's not the Pshat. It could be really the Kuliyal Mislad Rabavin. Everybody holds like Rabavin, Omar Beloy. Vachovi, I tell you, Vachovi, the Hindu Machlik is like this. Masav Ishamar, the Lav. When Hisham replies to a lav, even though it doesn't say a lav in the Torah, it's like it said a lav. But over here, Hisham of the essay. Here we're talking about putting on mitzvah tefillin. So the word of Shemata just means watch this mitzvah essay of tefillin. See here, the word for Shemata only means like a mitzvah essay, does not mean a lois essay. That's the Pshat Reb Leza. But on Masla, Reb Yechon knows no, Hisham of the essay, not a lav. Even though it's talking about the mitzvah essay of putting on tefillin, but still, the Shomer here could also mean a lav. Now, V'yom Rabloza says, V'yim l'shomram mutar, if the reason why you're leaving them on at night time is because you want to watch them, you have no place where to leave the tefillin, if you want to leave them on, amanas to watch them, then there's no avera, then it's okay. Rashi says, "Lo yoyvod mutla nicham." Afu leachas kiras achamno. Rashi learns that it's even you're allowed to put them on, even according to Rebbe Leza. So really, the sheet is the kasha. V'chi b'shvil l'shermem yavr alav, you're allowed to be over alav, or according to Rebbe Leza, to Nisra say, v'yeshleim, he says, l'kayim komar, y'korheim munochem b'roshay, he argues in Rashi, he says, the pshat here just is, that you're allowed to leave them on. Not that you're allowed to put them on. In other words, the aveira is to put them on at night time. But the run from before, there's no aveira. L'chatchil is supposed to take it off. But yam l'shamram it's mutter. V'yam Ravina says, have you seen the kind of the rash? You sit in front of a mashi for a choshtach and it became night time. V'niach tefillin and he put on tefillin. So here it's mashma grashi. V'niach that imam is put on the tefillin, not just on that he had on from before. So Shita Taka changes the gears here, and he says that he had on from before. Now v'yarmulei said to him l'shamam kaboy lomar. They asked him, like, how come keeping on his tefillin now is the pshat because you want to watch them? V'yarmulei, and he said back, yes. That's the way he ends it. But he says, though, the Chazitza Ledaita, I understood really his real kavon, his real das was, the lav l'shamim hu, that really he kept them on, even though he was not wearing his tefillin now just to watch them. Really, he had another place to watch them. He could have held them. But he left them on now at the mitzvah sitzis. And, hu boy, and he left them on right now because the mitzvah sitzis. Why? Because he really holds laila is a zman tefillin. Therefore, you're allowed to wear your tefillin at night time. Your mamash has a kima mitzvah, you put him on at night time. Just because Sovri holds halacha of your American kid, and that's halacha. That halacha is that smuta to wear your tefillin at night time. If you rise, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Kesav halacha, the lailo, zman tefillinu. Just the American kid, we don't teach people to this, because Shem Yishokham, we're afraid they may forget about it and go to sleep with them. And that's wrong. You can't go to sleep with your tefillin on. There's an issa that Shem Yafiach b'hem. So therefore, Beikara, then he holds, you're even allowed to put them on. Or I'll call upon him to leave them on. Just Ain Murren came, we did not tell people like this, because we did not want people to have this filled on at night time, because we're afraid maybe they'll fall asleep with them. Oma Rabba Barafuna, Chayiv Odom Lamashmash Betfilim Kosho. All the time that you're wearing your tefillin, you have to always touch them. Like you have to remind yourself that you're wearing this ice. And he says, "Kabuchemim mitzis, kabuchemim from the tzis of the Kohen Gadol." Umat sit shein boyelas korachas. Somebody says the word Lashem once. Omru Torah says, "Well, yametzchay tamid. It should be on your head, forehead, the whole time." What do we dash? What does that mean? Shle tesir dait v'menu to not take your das away from the tefillin, from the tzis. If so, tefillin sheyesh boyas koras harbe. That it says a lot of times Hashem's name in the parshas of tefillin. The lack of kama v'kama, that kol zman tefillin is on your head, you're supposed to think about them and move them and touch them. Ve'nechrami, while your mamish davening could be done mechuyv to, you have to have kavanah for davening or krishma. Really, the Shita speaks this out. V'ikshu reb simcha, kivu the tefillin boy kavanah, ech yochul espal ati yadavna say krishma behem. They also need kavanah. The answer here is to Isaac and Mitzvah, part of the Mitzvah of Adah. When you're being Isaac in the Mitzvah Tfilin, the Kriyashma Tfilin, then you don't have to think about Tfilin. It's only when you're not being Isaac in the Mitzvahs, then you have to think about the Tfilin. Who are then when you're learning? If you're learning with your Tfilin on, at that time you would not have to think about the Tfilin. It's only when you're not doing anything else, then there's this Mitzvah Kaseidah to remind yourself that you're wearing the Tfilin. Tana Rabban went to learn the price like this. The Pasuk says, Yodcha Zu Smoil. And you put the tefillin, show Yad on your left hand. Toim Smoil, tell me means the left hand. Or Yain Amei Vidal, that maybe means the right hand. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Af Yodah Yos Teretz, Fiamini Tovcha Shemayim. That Mashmet says, Af Yodah Yos Teretz, means the left hand. But says, Yamini with your right hand, Tovcha Shemayim. Fiam, another Pasuk says, Yodah Yisot Teshachenu, Mashma, the left hand was the yad, and then the right hand. So it says the word yodchot means the left hand. Another passage says, the wife put back your hand, and then you're right. So all these psukim as mashma, that stam yad, means the left hand. And then it says, v'yamincha. So that's how we know when the passage says, your decha means on your left hand. That film is supposed to be put on your left hand. Rabbi Yaisi Achar Maina Metzinu Yemin Shenikra Yad. No, we find Yemin is also called Yad. So you'll have a different drasha, we'll see later on how he knows tefillin has to be on your left hand. But so far, this first drasha is a Gzeiras HaKosev. Yodcha means Usmel. Mashma, no matter what, it always has to be in your left hand. It's not totally whether it's your weak hand or it's not your weak hand. So Gzeiras HaKosev, it has to be on your left hand. We'll see a lot, Malacha, how exactly we hold. Alright, we'll stop here.